All right, how you guys doing today? Start off with any questions I know from last week and where we're at right now as far as some of the questions you have as far as our roster. Any questions?
Can you talk about Josh Thomas's play?
I tell you what, he came in and started with us in training camp, really missed the whole offseason. He's really done a nice job picking up what we're doing technique-wise, and like the way he aggressively attacks everything. He's competing every day. Mentally, he's still catching on to some of the things that we're doing, but his attention to detail and how hard he works, and from what we understand, he's a good special teams player also. We've been impressed with his work ethic since he's been in here.
Is that he's bounced around the league as much as he has?
No, I mean, every defensive scheme is a little bit different, and guys mature and sort of get a grasp of different schemes a little bit better, and just, the opportunities that you end up getting from one place to the other can vary, so not surprised. I mean, you look around the league, it happens every year with certain guys and until they find their niche, and they niche on and usually have a good career.
Eric Kendricks has faced in the nickel.
I can't hear you.
How do you think Eric Kendricks has fared in the nickel?
I think he's done a good job. I mean, you can tell he flies around. He's got a better grasp of what we're doing. You can just tell he's gotten better from week to week and feeling more comfortable with the calls, the communication, and just the pass-offs and things that we do underneath. He's been an effective blitzer for us. So from that aspect, though, we like where he's at right now and just, look to keep going through the process through this preseason and just seeing him continue to hopefully get better.
He said he wants to give the defensive linemen a little bit more freedom this year. What does that mean? Does that just mean loosening the reins a little bit on those guys?
Yeah, like last year it was a total different technique than some of the guys that played before. You could tell they were kind of grasping there when we first started, and you could tell they got better as the season went along. I mean, certain guys, matured a little bit quicker than others as far as what we were looking for. But as the season wore on, you could tell them getting better. So this offseason was a better starting point for them understanding our expectations out of techniques that we were asking them to play. And, it just kind of followed through as we've gone through the preseason and training camp, where you can see those guys continuing to get better and understanding different blocking schemes and just different things teams are doing protection-wise and starting to work together, as a front. So it's been good.
Does it change at all, though, what you're asking them to do this year compared to last year?
Not a whole lot. We are, like Coach has said, giving them a little bit of freedom by certain calls to get more up the field, that kind of thing. But for the most part, they're into the techniques and fundamentals we've been working on for the last year.
Look for from Anthony getting his first opportunity this weekend?
Well, I want him to come into the game, have a good grasp of what we're doing, which I think he is. I mean, he's had a good week of practice thus far, and just looking for him to build, as we go through and be sharp mentally, good with the communication. I mean, he's shown his effectiveness in, when he's on the field. So we're just looking for him to go out and be the player, be the best player that he can be.
Injuries and setbacks, do you look as much at the recovery from this game as you do as what he does on the field?
Well, yeah, I mean, they'll look at the total picture, how many reps we end up getting him and those kind of things for where he's at conditioning-wise and from a mental standpoint. But, Coach will fill you in, all on that as we go through the course of the week. But so far he's had a good week of practice, and we're just looking to keep progressing down the road with him.
Time you want to have those kind of middle linebackers, strong safety spots settled?
We're not in a big rush. Again, we keep saying, we're going to look at the skill sets of the players we have, and whether it's different packages that we use different guys in or whatever, we're just trying to, like right now we're working four guys at the Mike linebacker. So all four guys have done a good job of what we're asking them to do, and now it's just a matter of just keep competing, keep getting better as we keep working through the rest of this preseason.
Howdy done to kind of stay there with the starters?
He's done a good job. I mean, he's solid in every aspect of it. He's done a good job with the communication. He's done a good job handling, out there on the field as far as the different players, the different alignments, knowing his responsibility as well as the players around him. So he's done solid work since, he's been in there. So we're pleased at where he's at right now. And like I said, we're working about four guys, rotating them in there, and just trying to get the best guys on the field at one time.
Van Dyke was another player who Zimmer kind of pointed out as playing well. What have you seen from him?
The same. I mean, he's a guy that comes and competes every day. He can really run. The biggest thing is him honing in on the techniques and fundamentals that we're asking him to speak, to do. And the big thing is, with corners, everybody thinks you just go out there and you cover. But there's a lot of technique depending on the splits of the receivers, depending on if you get stacks, clusters, those type of deals. So there's a lot of things involved other than just lining up and going and covering. He can he can line up and run with the best of them. But understanding what we need to get out of him by call, fundamental technique, just keep improving and take that to the game.
The game, or there was a practice in training camp where Van Dyke had multiple interceptions. Does he have good ball skills?
Yeah, he's got good ball skills. He's shown the ability to go up and get it at the highest point.
Quarterbacks and Trey Waynes. I mean, a lot of people think number 11 pick, he should come right in and start what have you. But just talk about how Trey's doing and how much time it really takes to adjust college to the NFL as a cornerback.
We think he's right on core. I mean, everybody's looking for immediate impact out of it. But, again, just going back to the question we had before, there are a lot of different things that go mentally with the corner position other than just lining up and playing man coverage on a guy. So the adjustment from pro to college, the different rules, how far you can put your hands on them, down the field, all those different things weigh into the equation. So where he's at right now, we're just going to keep building through this preseason and look for him to continue to get better. I think he went out the first game and learned something. I think he went out this past week. He learned something. And as long as he keeps learning and keeps competing to get better, we think he's right where we need him to be.
Like Leon Mackey, who played arena football, how much can you tell from looking at arena football film about a guy? Is it pretty accurate, or is it kind of
guess? I mean, the one thing I think our scouts do a good job of identifying guys with the traits we're looking for, which at that position we're looking for a linear guy who's got some speed, who's got some athleticism, that can travel in space, that can get on the edge, give us some pass rush, those kind of things. So from that aspect of it, they look at, those traits first, and then we bring them in, we work them out, and see, if what we're seeing on tape is going to compute when we get him on the field, and then we get him within the scheme and try to use the strengths that he does have. So from that aspect of it, I think he's, he came in, had those traits with him, and he's worked through training camp pretty good.
You have players who are now in their second year within the scheme, but you also have players that are another class of drafts and free agents that have come in that fit the scheme. How different is the defense from what you guys did last year to what you're seeing it kind of shape up as this year?
We've made some changes defensively just, because we've added some new pieces, some new personnel, to our scheme. But for the most part, I think the biggest advantage for the young guys that have come in that haven't been here, now there isn't just us as coaches that can talk to them, talk through scenarios, talk through situations. You've got players now that know what we're expecting, know what to anticipate by splits, by formations, those kind of things, and can help reiterate the message that we're sending as coaches. So I think that gives them a bigger advantage than the first year, because it was really us, getting them to understand what it is. Now they have a good grasp of it. They can help relay the message, whether they're out there on the field, adjusting to a formation, adjusting to a split, or whatever, whatever the situation is.
Zimmer has said that he likes maybe a bigger, more lanky, athletic corner. How do you guys justify playing maybe them versus a smaller corner who might be more fundamentally sound?
Well, again, it goes, each player is going to be different, okay? And we try to look at the strengths of each player and what they bring to the table and then get them in that position to be able to go out and execute and play to their strengths. So we kind of look at each person and see what they're capable of and try to get them in that position to be able to, to execute. So everybody's a little bit there. Every player's different. Their length's going to be different. I mean, we got short corners. We got tall corners. We like the longer linear guys. Sometimes it's longer linear guys have a little bit more trouble getting in and out of cuts, but they have the long speed. They're physical. But we like size. We like big corners, and we like guys that can run.
And the need to see a larger sample size from like your top defenders and still evaluating the younger guys?
Well, I think that's also coaches doing that on an individual, basis from week to week. And some guys he knows a little bit more about. We've seen them for a year, so we feel good where they're at. And then, other guys we need to see more as they keep maturing within our system. Good? Thank you, man.